So in today's video, we're going to discuss how home prices are starting to decelerate. I'm going to have headlines for you on that. And then, if I were looking to buy a property in today's market, would I actually buy an existing home or would I build my own home? And I've always been a proponent of not ever building a house, but my tune's starting to change a little bit, and I'll explain all that next. So the first thing we're going to see is home prices are cooling in July at the fastest rates in history, given to us by S&P Schiller Case Index. So let's see how bad these numbers really are. We go down through here in the top 10 city composite, only rose 14.9%. I thought we were decelerating it at a rapid pace. So house prices in the top 10 cities are still up 15% so far this year, or year over year, down from 17%. The top 20 cities are only up 16%, down from 18%. So yes, they're starting to come back down, but I would still be in the high five side if I had my portfolio even up 15% year over year. Just saying. So you can see down through here, there's areas such as Tampa, Dallas, Miami that are up over 30%. It's concerning because the rapid pace cannot continue. And these are the areas that are going to see the biggest pullback in the markets. But what I wanted to talk about today is if I were looking to buy a house in today's market, I might be tempted to build because I think builders have a lot of wiggle room when it comes to their prices. Let me explain. If you go to what makes up a house, what are the top components that it takes to build a house? You're going to see this list right here. So I just Googled what's the most used materials when building a house. It comes concrete, steel, and wood. Okay, so the biggest component is labor. We know that. So labor prices continue to go up. But let's look at these three areas. The first piece of this puzzle is concrete prices. Well, you're going to say, Dan, you know, those prices continue to rally. You can see that right behind me. Yes. But you're not going from like 100 to 200 or 300 or something like that. It's going up gradually, all right? But the next component that we're gonna see here is number two is, right, let me go back up here so I can prove it to you, steel, all right? Here's what's going on with the prices of steel. You can see back in November, let me halt for a second. Back in November, we had prices at, where were they? About $6,000 a ton, okay? Where are they today? 4,000? Right down there, 3,900. Okay, so they're about 30% off or reduced where they were. All right, the next piece of this puzzle. Remember when we kept saying lumber prices are going to be the ruination of housing? Well, look where lumber prices were and are they now. So they were $1,471 a bundle. What are they now? $400 a bundle. Okay, so a 70% reduction. So the top two of the top, or two of the top three components that make up building a house are down 50% or more on aggregate. So yeah, I think you're gonna have a lot of wiggle room when it comes to builders. So don't let them say, cry poor, and say they don't have the room there to run, because they were passing on these costs to you when their costs were going up. Well, they should be passing these on to you as costs come down. So that being said, I have an article for you guys to read. This is an article that I found. I just thought it'd be informative for you guys, so I'll post it down below. Here's how much you need to earn to have a one-bedroom rental apartment in every state in the country. And you can scroll down here. I just found this for amusement purposes. Not amusement, but I guess it's pretty sad. And it tells you every state on where you would live and how much you would need to make. But look at the top section right here. You see New York. Parts of New York have seen a 46.7% increase year over year on a one-bedroom apartment. So if you want to continue to rent, God bless you. So let's get over to the economic calendar. Why are you here? You're trying to figure out what's going on with mortgage rates, because the focus of our channel is to educate and inform you guys everything real estate, but focusing on the financing piece of this puzzle. So today we have Federal Chairman Tab Powell speaking. Hopefully he'll calm the markets. We have core durable goods orders came in exactly what was expected. Consumer confidence, I have no idea how in the world consumer confidence is going up, because you post your comments down below, please. Let me know if you're confident that the economy is in good position or not. This number is kind of scary that it's going up. And new home sales blew off the roof, okay? New home sales, right here. All right, so that's where I'm talking about. New home sales are those new construction homes. People are gobbling those properties up. So why are you here? Well, you want to figure out what's going on with rates. So here they are. I have no idea how rates didn't hit 7% because we had the most record move ever in the MBS market, and we only upticked 17 basis points. This should be more of like a half. So I don't know what's going on with Mortgage News Daily. I'll refresh this later this afternoon. If there's a major difference, I'll come back with you and let you know. But these are the top six products people use when they're either refinancing or buying a property. These are not my rates. These are actually rates that are issued by Mortgage News Daily, who surveys lenders all over the country. And here's the results. You can see basically rates all across the board were up at least an eighth, and they're going up even more. So what's going on with the MBS market? What effect does any of this news that's coming out this morning having on the markets? Well, we're focusing in on this. This is the MBS market. This is the mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street. That's yield is the biggest component of your mortgage rate. So depending on what's going on with this bond, it's going to determine where your mortgage rate's going to go. So when you're looking at this number, what you want to focus in on is right here, if this number is negative or positive. Okay, so if this number is negative, it means the price of the bond is going down. What does that mean? Well, that means rates are going up. And we've had down and down and down, and you can see the chart down below. So rates are even going to get worse today, probably by another eighth. So we're going to teeter right on. I know we're going to see the 7% trigger in the next 24 hours. So pace yourself for that. So I have a new website that I want to introduce to you guys. I created Credit Scores and More. Hope you find it handy. Check it out. You can get your free credit reports there and much, much more. But if you'd like to find out more about me and my team, all you need to do is go to therateupdate.com, and here we are. We are a federally chartered mortgage advisor where we can help you anywhere in the country, even Puerto Rico. So if you're out in Minnesota, you're down in Florida, over in Arizona, we'd love to help you.